Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and the topic is simply first class. First class. We must admit, if you fly anywhere, we all want to fly first class. They treat you differently in first class, and they make you feel like you're somebody in first class. They put you on the plane first. There are no middle seats in first class. The seats are bigger and more comfortable. They even give you food. And then, yes, my friends, they charge more for it. There's a bigger price to pay for it, but people are always searching for the first class ticket. They're actually, most of the time, the first ones to sell out. Well, in this Christian life, God also has a first class for his saints. He wants us to know that we are special in his sight. And because of that, he wants us to recognize that every aspect and in every aspect of this Christian life, we are his first class people. You remember the Bible says it in 1 Peter 2 and 9. God calls us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Now, I don't know about you, my friends, but that sounds a lot like first class to me. Then in Deuteronomy 32 and 10, we discover that God considers us as the apple of his eye. That's just a fancy way of saying we're first class in God's sight, my friends and neighbors. He sees us as his sons and daughters, and because he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that means that we are royalty as well. When was the last time you stopped to remember and look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm first class. I've got a first class spirit within me. God resides on the inside. Well, to help us with this, I have an acronym for us today. We're going to look at our first acronym, the five key components that make us first class with God. That F reminds us that God has given us first class faith. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God has given us first class faith. We know without faith it's not possible to please God. We find that out in Hebrews 11 and 6. So we also discover in Romans 1:17 that the just shall live by faith. But let me tell you, here's a beautiful part about what God has done for us. He's given us first class faith. That means he did not give us someone else's faith. No, he gave us his own. Listen to Galatians 2 and 20 when Paul says that we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. Yet it's not us that lives, but Christ lives in us. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we now have the faith of the Son of God. That mountain moving faith, that sea parting faith, that family restoring faith, that finance fixing faith. Yes, we have it. Now you may say, well, wait a minute. I know I may have first class faith, but how do I access it? Well, the Bible tells us in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and we have to hear the word of God. The more word we hear, the more word we know, the more word we believe, the more faith we have. It's real simple. The more word I hear and the more word I know and the more word I believe, the more faith we're going to have. I tell you, my friends and neighbors, we have God's first class faith. That I in our first acronym reminds us that God is immovable. He's immovable. Think about it. The airlines are also immovable. If you've got a first class ticket, you're going to be on the flight and you're going to be in the seat and nobody can get you out of it. Nobody's going to be able to come to you and say you don't belong here. No, it doesn't matter where you come from. If you had a first class ticket, it's unmovable. You're there and that's where you're planted. By the same token, my friends, isn't it great to know that God is not movable? He even told us, he said it in Malachi 3. He said, I am the Lord. I do not change. And we discover so much that God is not, like in Numbers 23 and 6, God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he will do it. If he spoke it, he will bring it to pass. And he even wants us to be unmovable. He said it in 1 Corinthians 15:58 that we should be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. My friends and neighbors, a beautiful part about God is we cannot move him. Once he's he's made up his mind to promise us, to bless us through his promises, which he has. There's nothing in the world that can take that away from us. We've got our ticket, our place on the plane. We're in a first class seat, and there isn't an enemy on the planet that can take that away from us. We discover in Luke 10:19 that we are immovable because we've got power over all the works of the enemy. Yes, my friends, what is he trying to attack you with? Is the enemy trying to attack you with doubt or depression or defeat or despair? There is none of those things that have the ability to move us because we're in first class. We're planted with God. He told us in Psalms chapter 1 and verse 3 that we're like trees planted by the rivers of water. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's immovable. That all reminds us of the importance of our rewards. See, first class ticket holders get rewards. They get to sit in a special spot. They get to eat a dinner on the plane. They get access to things that those who are not in first class don't get access to. And by the same token, my friends, Christians get access to rewards. Don't ever believe that you're in this Christian life and there are no rewards for you. The Bible even says it in Genesis 15:1. The Bible says that God is our shield and our exceedingly great reward. Yes, my friends, he's not just a reward. He's our exceeding great reward. That means that there is a benefit for serving God. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11:6 that not only is it without faith it's impossible to please him, but he that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. God has rewards planned for us, my friends. We discover in Psalm 68 that God daily loads us up with benefits. Then we discover some of those benefits in Psalms 103, that he heals all our diseases and forgives all our iniquities, that God has us as the apple of his eye. My friends and neighbors, there are some rewards. What reward are you expecting from God? Do you recognize that when we pray, God always answers? His ears are open to our cry. He has rewards for us. See, in the airline industry, you've got to claim your rewards. They give you frequent flyer miles, and those miles can be applied to any flight, but we've actually got to take steps in order to claim our reward. In the same token, in this Christian life, we've got to claim our rewards. We've got to embrace the fact that God wants us healthy. We've got to embrace the fact that God wants us prosperous. Embrace the fact that God wants us completely free from sin, debt, doubt, confusion, illness, anxiety, and every evil thing. We've got to recognize that he told us in the book of 1 John that he will give us life and that more abundantly in John 10:10, and said he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper in 1 John 5. Yes, my friends, we have rewards from God. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.